Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. Today is Thursday, January 19th, 2023 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 27th of Tevet, 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. Now, let's get to the news. If you didn't listen in to yesterday's podcast, well, Israel's big breaking news came out right before I published the show yesterday. I'll share it with you now. Israel's Supreme Court decided it unconstitutional that member of Knesset and leader of the Shas party, Aryeh Deri, continue in his government role. Today, Israel's Attorney General, Gali Baharav Miara, is demanding that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fire Deri officially from his role as Interior and Health Minister of Israel. Deri was convicted of tax fraud a few years ago, and then part of his suspension from jail time was the promise that he would remove himself from his government position back then. Now, Deri's lawyer is saying he didn't realize that the deal meant he would not be allowed back into politics. The court says Deri had misled the magistrate into thinking he would retire from political life for 7 years. Channel 12 is reporting that Prime Minister Netanyahu agrees he must honor the court decision, but did not cite a source on that. Deri has not said what he plans to do. He'll either be fired or resign, we can only assume, or something that we might not even be able to predict. He has not made a public move or spoken out. Many of the Orthodox newspapers who support Deri are framing the whole thing as the High Court against democracy, following in the Shas party rhetoric that they've been using all week, suggesting the High Court is ignoring all the voters who wanted Deri in office. Again, voters knew that there was a big chance Deri would be pushed out by the Supreme Court due to that deal that he made in 2020. This was public knowledge all throughout the campaign trail that Deri was not supposed to be running for a government seat again. So anyone who voted Shas with Deri in mind as the party head knew full well that this was something that could possibly be around the corner. This is coming from an unbiased place from me. It's purely the fact no one was hiding this. So for anyone to try to turn around and say that this is undemocratic or that the court is out to get him, etc., etc., this has all been on the table in full view. And a deal is a deal. We're going to find out what happens next. Two Palestinian men are dead in the West Bank after Israeli troops entered early this morning to make a raid and attempt to arrest people they believe are linked to the slew of murders against Israelis out in the streets last spring. When troops came in, they were met with massive gunfire from Palestinians in the Jenin refugee camp, as well as explosive devices that were thrown in their direction. When IDF forces returned fire at the shooters, Palestinians were hurt. And two were killed, including a 28-year-old and a 57-year-old teacher who is also a commander for the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, also known as PIJ, which is a terror organization. The PIJ took responsibility for having shown up and firing off guns and throwing bombs. Two soldiers were hurt when they were hit by a targeted IED or improvised explosive device. The senior PIJ member that the troops came looking for was not at his home when the soldiers arrived. Instead, they arrested his two sons, along with 9 other Palestinians across the West Bank throughout those overnight raids. The Israel Daily News Podcast is running a campaign fundraiser with Hasod. If you're interested in making a one-time contribution to us, you can buy a Hasod gift box. Hasod sends custom high-end gift boxes of Israeli artisan crafts and goodies all around the world. Just put in your address. The boxes are full of surprises from local Israeli artists. However, you don't have to be completely surprised. Go over to the website and check out the items, make special requests, tell us what you like, what you don't like, so that you can get the perfect box. Boxes cost $75, $150, $250, or $500. And this is a contribution to the Israel Daily News podcast. If you want to give a one-time donation instead of funding us monthly, this is for you. The link to get your box is in the show notes. These boxes of Israeli goodies are awesome. I have tasted everything, smelled everything, touched everything that is in the box because I really wanted to make sure that listeners of the Israel Daily News podcast would get something nice from the Holy Land. If you get one, you're in for a big treat. I want to thank all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs. Israeli politics are world politics. We have one link in the show notes, which you can click on. That'll take you to the page where you too can make a contribution and feel good knowing that you're supporting independent journalism. So check that out at anchor.fm/Israel Daily News. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook at israeldaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. And now for a little highlight on women in tech here in Tel Aviv, specifically immigrant women in tech. It's not easy to be an immigrant, it's not easy to be a woman, and it's not easy to climb your way up in the tech world. Tuesday night, I covered the event, which was a forum of women talking about their roles in the tech world, how they climbed the corporate ladder, dealt with new cultures, negotiated for higher salaries, and even how they managed to start and maintain a family all throughout this time. The organization behind the event is called Nevo, and it's responsible for a great semi-new fellowship. The fellowship is about 3 years old, plus a load of other programs for immigrants who want to learn and get mentoring in the tech world. 4 alumni from the fellowship, including Mayan Subari, who did some PR for the event and reached out to us here at the Israel Daily News podcast to cover, have spearheaded conversations about the unique challenges women working in tech face throughout their careers, calling it breaking the glass ceiling. The women are hoping to turn this first-time event into an event series focused on discussing the challenges women face in tech and how executives and leaders can work toward a more equitable workplace. Melanie Koss, one of the organizers and a Nevo alum, led the panel for 3 female executives: Limor Joseph Raz, VP Marketing at Gigaspaces, Natasha Shine Zirkel, Chief Business Officer at Wilco, and Sarah Bard, Head of Communications at Melio. All of them address the current challenges they face and what they went through on their rise to leadership roles in their respective companies. Men were actively encouraged to attend the event and learn about the challenges women face in the industry so that they can work together with women to improve the ecosystem together. There were about 200 people in the crowd, and I would say about 5 men. Maybe 10 men at most showed up. You'll now hear from Limor Joseph Raz, VP at Gigaspaces, which is a software company, followed by Sarah Bard, Head of Communications at Melio, which is a company that sells electronic payment solutions. Then you'll hear from a couple of women about what they thought of the talks. They were sitting in the crowd and they were pretty enthusiastic and hung around at the end. So take a listen and get inspired.
Be assertive. Don't get scared by Israeli rudeness and directness. Just be direct right back. Really understand the business strategy of what the company, the organization is doing from a really meta view. And then personally, to really promote oneself and really focus on your career and your growth, not just your job. You're not just there to do your job. You're there to promote yourself, to make sure that you earn the amount of money that you should earn, and taking care of yourself economically. So always have that in mind as well.
I think it would be talking about money and understanding and comparison compensation packages for any company you're working with or interested to work for. I feel very inspired. There's a lot of incredible women who I think will change the ecosystem, and we have to get them We have to get them in the driver's seat.
Yeah, because I just came 3 months ago, and as far as I don't know Hebrew yet, and this is in my to-do list to learn it on a great level, but at this moment I work as an intern, and I really need an inspiration from experienced people, especially experienced women, and I need a role model generally in a new country. So all these kind of meetings and events are really giving you like the fuel to go and to follow your to follow what you would like to do in this year and in the next year too. So I come from Russia, so yeah, I'm a new I'm on this new wave of Russian coming the previous year, so we face new challenges at this time, and we would like to see people who already are successful. And
the thing that this event did for me was it actually showed me the wider range of opinions that I have as it relates to women in tech. The event had women who have been, you know, working for 10, 15 years, and then women who've been working for 30 plus years. And obviously, as a woman working for 30 plus years, you've, you know, been through the ringer, as it were. And so you come with a different bag of experiences. And so one of the things that I really enjoyed was how the conversation between these women forced me to think about, well, what are my values as a woman working in tech, and what are the things that I need to be challenging myself to think about on a daily basis as a woman working in Israel. Respect my boundaries and I'll respect your KPIs. That was the best thing I've heard. I want to like put that on a poster and just hang it somewhere, because yeah, I mean, I think it's important that we have these events about women in tech, but I also really agree with the narrative that, like, we aren't female leaders, we're just leaders. And yes, there is a lot of work that we need to do as women, women supporting other women, women, you know, they talked about tonight, like, educating men. But, like, at the end of the day, we just need to be leaders. So I think it's about finding that balance of, well, what does it mean to be a woman in tech? What does it mean to just be in tech?
Well, I hope those clips gave you some nuggets of information and inspiration. Don't forget, it's our jobs as people to inspire and encourage others, especially women in the workplace. Not always easy. All right. Well, that is it for today's show. Today is Thursday, January 19th, 2023. Tel Aviv has a low of 12 degrees Celsius and a high of 23 degrees. That's 53 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 74 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top 5 stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. I also usually add in a few personal anecdotes so you can get the inside scoop on what's going on in my personal life. And I always mention our professional highlights from the Israel Daily News podcast. Take a listen to a song called Open Your Eyes to See, or at least that's the translation for the song title from Hebrew to English. This song is by the famous Israeli singer Shira Gavrielov. Did you know she auditioned for American Idol back in the day? She's also the child of Israeli music and art stars here in Israel. She's currently releasing new music, a new music video, and a documentary. We'll be covering all of that. She's a lot of fun. Enjoy this song and have a great and productive day.
של בית נראה לי רחוק בנופן.